This week on Vaticano, in this special episode, experience the beauty, majesty, and splendor of the greatest works of music played in the papal basilicas of Rome. Organized by the Fondazione Pro Musica e Arte Sacra, the concerts promote sacred music and religious art with the aim of developing and preserving human culture. Vaticano starts now. Mozart's Coronation Mass opened the 22nd edition of the International Festival of Sacred Music and Art in Rome, seamlessly blending art and music to praise the beauty of the Eternal Mass in heaven. Pope Francis has often spoken of his love for music, particularly Mozart, and each year he greets the foundation Pro Musica e Arte Sacra, emphasizing its important role in promoting sacred music. Mozart's Mass in C Major, completed in 1779 in Salzburg, earned the nickname Coronation Mass because it was performed at the coronation of Francis II as Holy Roman Emperor in 1792 and became popular for royal coronations and Thanksgiving services. The concert series this year is dedicated to the memory of Pope St. Paul VI, who used to say that the Mass is the most perfect form of prayer, and famously addressed artists in a speech that concluded the Second Vatican Council in 1965, inviting them to rediscover inspiration in the Holy Spirit. The renowned Japanese orchestra conductor Tomomi Nishimoto is guiding the musicians to accompany the Mass celebrated by Cardinal Angelo Comastri in the world's largest basilica. Among the many highlights of the concert, the Ave Maria left a lasting impression. Thank you. under the nearly 2,000-year-old dome of Rome's Pantheon, and above the relics of early Christian martyrs, the melodies of Lorenzo Perosi's Missa Redemptionis are performed with the Gilu Consort Ensemble, and Juan Paradel Solé as organist, and Monsignor Valentino Miserax Graus, conductor. Monsignor Lorenzo Perosi, born into a musical and religious family of 12, became a prolific 20th century composer, crafting an estimated 4,000 sacred works. His remarkable contribution to sacred music left an enduring legacy, marking him as a significant figure in the musical landscape of his time. Coming up, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and Mozart's Requiem Mass. Stay tuned for two of Western civilization's timeless masterpieces. The festival Pro Musica ed Arte Sacra continued into the majestic Papal Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls to perform Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. ¶¶ The Symphony No. 9 in D minor is the final complete symphony by Ludwig van Beethoven and was composed between 1822 and 1824. The symphony is regarded by many critics as the supreme masterpiece of Western classical music. The Ninth was the first example of a major composer scoring vocal parts in a symphony. The final movement of the symphony features four soloists and a chorus. The text was adapted from Ode to Joy, a poem written by Friedrich Schiller. Beethoven, driven by ideals of harmony, understanding, and reconciliation, persevered amid unfavorable conditions for a composer. Every dissonance and awkward rhythm in his music served these ends. His struggle with deafness, a silent battle to the outside world. At the premiere's end, when the audience applauded, Beethoven, unable to hear, had to be turned to realize the applause. Today, we listen to the music he composed, but never heard with his own ears. We'll be back after a short break with more on Vaticano. The Papal Basilica of St. Mary Major hosted Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Requiem in D minor. Mozart composed this liturgical piece for a patron, Count Franz von Walsegg, who had lost his wife to illness. The eccentric count, known for commissioning works anonymously, sought a Requiem Mass to pass off as his own creation. However, after Mozart's death, his widow Constance asserted that in his final days, Mozart believed he was writing the Requiem for his own funeral.
Thank you.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Ave Verum stands as a testament to the composer's extraordinary ability to infuse profound beauty and emotion into sacred music. Composed in the final months of Mozart's life, this brief yet exquisite motet has endured as a cherished expression of devotion and reverence. As we conclude this musical journey through the 22nd edition of the International Festival of Sacred Music and Art in Rome, the immortal words of Pope St. Paul VI resonate. This world in which we live needs beauty in order not to sink into despair. Beauty, like truth, is that which infuses joy into the hearts of men. Thank you.